This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Yeah, that's probably a big part of it. He's and also because of the fact that he's been able to train the whole offseason fully, so he's just stronger. You know, the ankle, the feet, they're stronger. Really what you're trying to do, you know, try to do your job as a coach, all of us, do what's best for your players. You know, same thing with the secondary. We're trying to do what's best for our players, secondary linebackers, pass rush. No different for, you know, our quarterback or any of our, or Derek, or any of our players. You try to build it and put it together in a way that brings out the best in your players. I'm happy with it because, you know, it does mean that we've had a lot of carries in the fourth quarter, which means that we have the lead, and that's what you want. I also feel like over the course of the season, it's going to be okay if it's not 19. Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of things in there, but I saw some big plays. I saw a lot of yards after 7 minutes in the fourth quarter. I mean, I think it was 200 yards in the last 7 minutes, so it kind of changes the dynamic. The way I look at it, any play we make, it doesn't get us in that place, you know, offense, special teams, and defense. And it never even goes down that road. You know, the game's over.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about a multitude, I should say, of subjects. And that one was about the secondary and maybe increments of improvement against Tampa. Had a couple of picks. You all right over there? You need a Kleenex or something?
Get the
Flonase for Vinny. Marlon Humphrey had the big pick where basically Baker Mayfield threw it right to him, which killed a drive after Mike Evans had dropped a touchdown pass. And then Marlon made the other, maybe more impressive interception when apparently he hurt his knee. But other than that, we talk about incremental improvements of the secondary, and he was talking about John Harbaugh, you know, games and everything, getting to certain stages. Other circumstances might lead to it because they got smoked in the second half by the Tampa pass offense. So with John Harbaugh, it didn't sound like overly saying, hey, we're back. We're the number one secondary in the National Football League. He saw incremental rooms of improvement there.
Yeah. What he did say later on in his conversation there was they give up over 200 yards in the last 7 minutes. They give up 3 touchdowns. But like Ed Reed said on the Manning cast, you know, good teams know how to close. And that's the things that they're not doing is they're letting, you know, and even Ed Reed said it, they act like the game's already over. And it's not. Now's the, you know, the good teams, what they do, kind of like the offense. What does the offense do? They give it to Henry, and Henry goes for 40, goes for 8. You know, they go close it. The defense doesn't do that. They just keep the door wide open and just say, hey, the offense will handle it. No, it's not the way it's supposed to be. Somebody's got to step up, and they got to make plays. And they just can't keep giving up these chunk plays in the fourth quarter, like 5 20-plus plays against the Raiders. You know, I mean, if you looked at it throughout all these games, they're giving up chunk. They're not even making them work to get the touchdown. I mean, they're letting them 3, 4, 5 plays and touchdowns. They give them chunk. They're like soft, and then they don't tackle well at that time. Like, all their fundamentals go to hell in the last part of the game.
But is it all on the secondary, or is it
no, it's
the
pass rush
layers
too
of it?
Yeah, there's pass rush too, because they're not getting any pressure on them. And I don't know, maybe you got to change up. Maybe Zach Orr's got to change up. All right, you know what? We got to start pressuring. I mean, if they're going to score 3 or 4 plays, what's it matter? Let's go get them. If we're just going to sit back and, you know, be that old bull and just walk down the hill, no, let's go attack them. Let's go. Let's change. Let's do something different.
And when you're up by 41-18, I believe the score was, just go for the KO punch.
Right.
Make them make plays instead of handing them opportunities to do so. Rashad White, second touchdown. The only Raven on that side of the field, there wasn't any. It was on the Ravens' sideline. Those were the Ravens' closest to that ball. Now, we're not trying to nitpick and complain too much because they are 5-2, won 5 in a row, won the game by 10 on the road against a first-place team. But, and we've talked about it all week, you can't keep dancing that dance and expecting to just pull it out because Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are going to do these magical things for you. It's not going to happen every week.
The coaches, when they sit down and watch the film and when Harb sits down with the defense, you know, he's not going to tell the media and us those things. But they're the same questions we're asking Bob. Harb's asking the defensive coaches the same questions, you know. And then he's watching that film, too, and wondering, like, what the hell? How are we going to fix it? How are we going to stop them? We've got, and you know, and then Harb said, well, if we recover the onside kick, then all this goes away. Well, but they had scored prior to that. I mean, to kick the onside kick, they drove down and got a touchdown. Then they got a touchdown after that. So they still have issues back there. And what I would like to ask, I just like to ask them one question. What is Marcus Williams' responsibilities? Like, what's he supposed to be doing? Is he supposed to start out at 17 yards deep and be 30 yards deep when they're throwing a ball? Because it's like you're playing with 10 all the time. And when you watch all these others say, I watch Anton Winfield, he has 10 tackles. And he's involved, you know, he's coming up, flying around, making plays. Marcus Williams comes up and he's stands around the pile. And some of the games, I don't even know. If it wasn't hot out, he probably doesn't even need to shower.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. Also talking about Lamar Jackson and the steps he's taking as a passer. And he's having the best year of his career, exceeding what he did last year, exceeding what he did in 2019 when he led the NFL in touchdown passes. He just seems much more comfortable in the pocket. Bill Belichick was pointing that out Monday night during the game as well.
Bob, when we talk about the offense, you can't, what can you say, Nate? You can nitpick with some stuff where defensively there's major issues when, you know, well, on the offensive side, they're number one in a lot of categories in the NFL. And on the defensive side, there's too many in the late 20s and 30s on a defensive side. So there's things that need to be fixed defensively. And people say, well, you know, you're ahead 41-18. They're going to throw it. They're going to make yards. Okay. You know, they do. But can't be giving up, you know, you're one of the, you give up the most touchdown passes, you give up the most third downs, you do, you know, because one of these games, you're going to be in that tight game. And the nice thing about Kansas City is, over the last couple, the defense has had to win some games for them. Right now, do you believe the defense can go win, if the offense struggles, can the defense go win a game for them?
Against Kansas City?
Against anybody right now.
It all depends on the offense. Let's put it that way. In the playoffs, you're probably going to face a team that is capable of putting points on the board to answer your question. Now, this week against Cleveland, I wouldn't think they'd have to bring their A game. If anything, it's an opportunity for them to elevate their level of play. Backup quarterback, rusty running back, no receivers. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a lot of A games from the offense. And it's why you said yesterday, 4 weeks in a row, Bob, what have they had offensively?
Mm-hmm.
Player of the week.
Yeah.
The player of the week. Defensively, we don't even get a sniff.
No.
Not even a sniff. So, I mean, they need some more guys defensively to step up. And how about this? How about defensively? Guys get better. Get better as the season goes on. Who's improving? Simpson took a step last week, and I think Roquan took a step last week. So I think they did. Humphrey's been playing pretty steady. He and Travis Jones are probably two of the guys that are playing better than they played last year.
Two guys on the injury report too for this week against Cleveland.
Yeah,
they came out yesterday.
They had walkthrough yesterday, so I'm not too worried about that yet, Bob. I mean, we'll see. You know, on Friday, Cleveland. Cleveland had three starting offensive linemen that didn't practice.
And their offensive line's not that great to begin with.
Their O-line's been struggling.
So that's John Harbaugh. We'll hear from him. We're going to hear from Lamar Jackson. Going to hear from Stefanski. Going to hear from Jameis Winston, Nick Chubb, among others. Talking about Sunday's game, Ravens at Cleveland. Looking to make it 6 in a row. Ravens 8.5-point favorites. The line was 11 on Monday. early Tuesday. It's gone down a little bit, obviously. We'll see how things unfold. Maybe the odds makers say, look, Winston comes in, gives them a gunslinger's chance to put some points on the board. They're still going to lose. But at the very least, maybe they'll generate more points than they have been so far this season.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the only thing, Bob. I mean, because Conklin missed most of the game last week, the starting right tackle. And 79 came in, and he was bad. So, and the center didn't practice either, but he's not very good anyhow. So, I mean, that's going to be interesting. And Bob, they lead the league in sacks with 35, and Jameson doesn't move around. So he moves around less than any of their quarterbacks. So that's going to be interesting for them, too.
College football this Saturday, just a couple of days. Week 9, college football season, Maryland at Minnesota. Taking on the Golden Gophers, Minnesota 4-point favorites in this ballgame. They're coming off a bye. They're 4-3, 2-2, 3:30 kick. Maryland coming off that dramatic win against USC, 4-3, 1-3. In the Big Ten, two more wins, you're bowl eligible. Obviously, the Maryland program wants more than that. I think they're kind of where they are, just hoping to eke out a couple more to get into the bowl cycle, remain in it. But, you know, Maryland, a live dog here against the Golden Gophers Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
perhaps.
Seems like the Gophers have been playing pretty good at home. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I mean, but it's Maryland's in a situation where you've got a couple opportunities to win games, and in those opportunities, you got to win them, and one of them is Saturday against the Gophers.
So on the road, and Minnesota's a team that Maryland has beaten. Hey, they beat them the year Rashad Bateman. Yeah. And Daniel Falele played for them back in 2020. We'll break that one down more in depth tomorrow with Keith Cavanaugh. NBA season in earnest started Tuesday night. Tons of games last night, and we'll get into the local flavor in regards to that as the Wizards start tonight against the Boston Celtics. World Series coming up tomorrow night. That's right, today's Thursday. Tomorrow night, 8:08 out in L.A. It's the Yankees, American League champions, best record in the American League, number one seed against the Dodgers, number one seed out in the National League. Jack Flaherty, former Oriole, against Gerrit Cole. It's a World Series that is, 43 years in the making. These two teams used to play often in the Fall Classic back in the olden days for the first time in a long time. They're getting it on here. And it'll be interesting to see who rises to said occasion. We'll preview it more tomorrow. If you want to get in, you can. It's 410-583-1057. It's auto request Thursday. It's Bob Andy. It's Vinny Serrato. It's Nolan McGraw here on the Fan. His first couple years in the league, and you just heard what he said. He was trying to beat the blitz, kind of one-man ganging it. Now there's a little more, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Finesse to it, maybe letting things slow down a little bit more and letting the plays unfold some.
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's in charge. You know, with Giro, he wasn't. So at that, you know, in Giro's years, he had to beat the blitz because he wasn't allowed to change anything. It was like, you run this. So I think, you know, year two of Todd's offense now, and Lamar being in charge of it. And plus the other thing is, I think Lamar understands defenses so much better. He's studying a lot more, and it's on him. So if he doesn't do it, it's his own fault. So they didn't give it to him last year. They gave it to him this year. They probably felt like he was ready. All right, he's ready to be able to become the conductor and handle all these things, make all these checks. And he's doing a hell of a job.
Real quick before we get to the phones, that being said, what do you think Jim Schwartz is going to bring
blitz
to the equation? There you go.
They're going to blitz the heck out of them. And, I mean, Bob, they got a lot of, you know, they got their two big dudes up front, 93 and 94. And then they got a lot of little guys, and they line up everybody at the line of scrimmage. They'll bring people. It's going to be similar to, what was it, the Bengals? Was that who it was who was blitzing all the time? I think they're going to play man coverage. One of my keys for tomorrow, Bob, is going to be the receiver's got to win one-on-one. And these DBs are better than, you know, Denzel Ward's a good player. Emerson's not a bad player. Newsom's okay. You know, they just don't have a lot of interceptions. But they covered up the Cincinnati guys fairly well. And that's I think they're going to blitz and play man coverage and try to stop the run.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Coming up at 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. NFL Week 8 starts tonight with the Rams and Vikings. We'll talk about that, obviously. Speaking of the Vikings, let's go to Minnesota. Sean. Sean, what's up?
Hey, Bobster and the Vin Man.
What's happening?
How you guys doing? Oh, I'm good, man.
I'll be up there next week.
Oh, yeah? Well, shoot. Funny enough, we're playing, even though it's Terps and Gophers this week, and I grew up a Terp fan, naturally, but, I'd be remiss to say that the Gophers haven't grown a very soft spot in my heart, so it's going to be a heartstring game for me this week watching that one. But
you'll get through it, I'm sure, Sean, like a champ.
Like a champ. Hey, do you guys see a lot of Ravens fans don't I know you got to deal with the football that we're currently going through, but do you guys remember the Kyle Bowler days when the offense was so bad and the defense was so incredibly dynamic at scoring points and stopping other teams? As Ravens fans, it used to be, hey, just let us get 60 yards and let Stover kick it and put the defense back on. You know what I mean?
The wasted years, to quote Iron Maiden, that great defense with Hall of Famers galore in their prime.
In their prime.
And they couldn't generate much offensively because of quarterback play and other circumstances. The receivers weren't exactly all that great those days either outside of Todd Heap.
No, but I tell you what, Kyle Bowler, number five, man. Jeez. We people don't remember the Ravens, the quarterback merry-go-round that we went through from Trent Dilfer, from Vinny Testaverde all the way up to Joe Flacco. It was nothing but the worst quarterback play out of Baltimore every single week. So it's great to have such a dynamic offense, but I don't know. I'm very surprised at the defense, especially, I've been banging the Zach Gore drum because I figured that this guy, he's one of our guys. He was an undrafted. I mean, we helped him make his career, and then when he lost it, we built him back up again. He knows the system. He knows he's been a part of every win and every loss for the past almost 10 years. So I think that the combination of peas and or and peas, whatever you want to call it, will eventually start to pay dividends. But maybe we just need some more talent on the back. Not more talent, but
they got talent.
Better play. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call. I mean, this was a secondary that, according to multiple rankings, was considered the best in the National Football League. They drafted a cornerback in the first round to supplement what they already had. But the Marcus Williams drop-off, Vinny's probably the most mystifying part of this Ravens season so far.
Yeah, because the production that they got at safety last year was phenomenal. Geno Stone had 7 picks, and Kyle Hamilton was the best safety in the league.
First-team All-Pro.
Yes. So, I mean, that to me is the difference because who was the corner? Because Humphrey was out most of the year. Who was
Stevens was the lockdown guy.
He was on the other side.
And then Millett started to percolate.
Darby. But I mean, the corner.
Who's back, by the way, Millett?
Yeah. But I mean, Humphrey and Stevens are better than what they had last year. The biggest difference is they're not getting the safety play. That's the biggest difference, the safety play. And who had a pick Sunday? Geno Stone.
Yes, he did. Then got carted off the field, unfortunately. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phone, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. A film breakdown of the Cleveland Browns. They did lose to the Cincinnati Bengals, but as Vinny said, they gave up 21 points, touchdowns to both Higgins and Chase, but they didn't get shredded like the Ravens did against Joe Burrow, so stay tuned for that. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock, preview the game with him. Ravens back in practice, give you the injury report. There's a game tonight. We'll talk about that. World Series starts tomorrow. College football weekend is plentiful. NBA's already started. The Caps have won, 5 in a row? We got a lot going on in the world of sports. We're talking about it here on The Fan. 8.5-point favorites in Cleveland. World Series starts tomorrow. Terps in Minnesota. You got the NBA, NHL. They've already started their respective seasons. College basketball starts in less than 2 weeks. Holy mackerel. But let's get out to the phones. Talk about those Ravens. Winners of 5 in a row. Lamar wins Player of the Week offensively in the AFC for the second time in the last 4 weeks. Vinny said Ravens have had 4 straight. AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Derrick Henry got the other two. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, fellas? My guys, Vinny, Haney. Look, man, just to piggyback off of, because he was on my list, man, Al Safety, Williams. Yep. He always, it seems like he always having communication issues. He's always unaware of where he's supposed to be lined up at. And last year, if you can remember, he was trying to tackle with one arm. This year, I don't see him making any tackles.
Nope.
So I'm like, I'm, and then I want your opinion with this with Roquan, because I brought this up before with the morning show the other day. Roquan, to me, he's solid in a run game, but sometimes, man, it seems like he's being exposed a little bit in the pass, and it seems like, you know, he's missing Patrick Queen. And when I say he's missing Patrick Queen, that was baby Roquan, Patrick Queen. And it's like now he have to do a little more with Simpson and also with on the back end. So it's leaving him to be trying to do a little too much, in my opinion. But I hope they get that together, Vinny, because Roquan, a great player, man. He's making all the tackles in the world. But on pass defense, it's like they starting to scheme him up now. And we'll see about that. But yeah, real quick, Vinny, Haney.
Yo.
How about that fight, man, with Better Beas and Duvall?
Yeah, I talked about it, Kai, a couple weeks ago. I could see it going either way. I've seen worse decisions. Bevo probably got it, but they'll have a rematch, obviously. How about Tim Tszyu getting spacked around, though, man? That was
embarrassing.
I mean, he got crushed.
He was 7-1 favorite, and yeah. he was concussed, looked like, in the first damn round. But back to the Ravens, Vinny, I just think it's a lot of communication on the back, and they're going to fix that. But my main concern right now is the defense, because the offense is clicking. And, I don't think nobody's going to stop us right now with this type of offense we're running. Like Lamar say, pick your poison. But the main concern is the defense. And then you bring a guy like preventative maintenance. I call Dane Pease preventative maintenance, man. But you bring him in, and, okay, like Jameis Winston, you got to blitz Jameson this game, because you know Jameson gonna get, he good for give you, he good to give you two picks, at least two picks, you know. So I'm thinking, like, look, if Jameis carves us up in the middle of the field, then we got it. We have a major problem, man, because they don't have any receivers, you know. They don't have anything. So if we let Jameis get over 200 yards passing with TDs like that, man, I'm going to be like, come on. It's something going on, and it's not the players. We have the talent.
Right.
What is going on, Vinny? Is it the scheme? It's zone. They stay in zone
a
lot.
All right, Kai, thanks, man. We got to move on to next callers. But trying to put your finger on what the problem with the secondary is,
right,
and that's been a 7-game issue.
Yeah. With Roquan, I thought Roquan had his best game, and maybe that coincides with, you know who else had their best game too? Simpson. He had like 8 tackles, and Roquan had 18.
But Kai mentioned Patrick Queen. He was a liability in pass coverage his first couple of years.
Yes, he was.
Then he became a 3-down guy. Now, what he's doing in Pittsburgh, it doesn't seem like he's playing up to that, but that's their problem. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, thanks for y'all getting to me, man. You know, for a second, I thought it was the Kai from Reisterstown show going on, you know?
There
I was
going to
call back at another time, man. But no, I saw my boy Kai, though.
We'll get you next week. Thanks, Rashawn.
Yeah, man. Real quick about the Ravens, man. I don't think this game is going to be competitive. I'm not worrying about it. I think we get pressure on Jameis Winston. He threw up a few picks. Hopefully Marlon Humphrey's playing this game. I don't know if he's it's going to be healthy or not, but he get a few more picks off of Jameis. And hopefully in the offense we spread the ball around too, because like far as the receiving corps, you know, last week Bateman went off for 100 yards, but Zay Flowers had one catch for 11 yards though. So, you know, I would like to see a more balanced, you know, attack on the offense when it comes to our receivers, you know. But I know I can't complain. I mean, they won the game, so
they scored 41 points.
Yeah,
41, and
you were there.
I, Yeah, I was there, and they definitely they went over the over. You know, my boy Jeremy Kahn, I thought it was going to be one of my week, man. He had the under. And I was like, what? I was like, ain't no way. Sometimes I listen to Jeremy, but, man, I was like, I'm picking over all day on that. And
it's like the weatherman. Hey, it's going to rain today. Oh, my bad. It's sunny in 75.
Right. But game I'm looking forward to on Sunday is actually the 8 o'clock game, man. You know, Cowboys coming off the bye. They are undefeated on the road facing a banged-up San Francisco team without Deebo, McCaffrey, Brandon. Brock Purdy. So Brock Purdy's threw a few interceptions. He's coming back down to reality. You know, I think he's a little overrated. So I think the Cowboys pull this upset off, you know, and I'm surprised that the 49ers are favored in this game, you know, being on the Cowboys undefeated on the road. And the Cowboys calling their closer up. You know, the Ravens have Derrick Henry's the closer. They are recalling Dalvin Cook up. So he got something left in the tank, man. He's been healthy for the past couple years, you know, fresh legs.
We saw him last year. Thanks, Rashawn. Did he look great for the Ravens?
He looked old and slow.
And the only reason the Ravens caught him up is because Melvin Gordon kept fumbling.
Yeah.
No. Dallas needs help at the running game. I don't know if Dalvin Cook's the answer to said question here.
Yeah. They could have used Derrick Henry, but supposedly cost too much money.
And didn't fit into their offensive scheme or whatever.
Well, he didn't fit in the Ravens originally.
All right. Well, according to some people.
Bob, now back to Roquan. What he's been doing, and he's got man-to-man coverage on that running back. That's what the issue was. Well, the one was they were in zone, and Oway had it, and Oway screwed up. But I mean, he shouldn't be good at it. I mean, if Oway gets paid, it's not because he's dropping into coverage; it's because he's sacking the quarterback.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it when we come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns' defense. Coming up next, all right, Cleveland's offense might leave a lot to be desired at this point in time, but their defense not playing as well as they did last year, certainly at home when they were, the best defense of football in Cleveland. But there's still some things that the Ravens have to worry about, and Vinny's going to tell you what they are. Cordell Woodland previews the game with us coming up at 11 o'clock, whip around 11:15, and then Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. We'll talk about the start of the NBA season. And Ja Morant's back, and I don't know if you noticed, but Memphis won last night, and they might win a lot more before it's all said and done.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here. This Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that starts at 11 o'clock. Ravens take it on the Cleveland Browns, who have lost 5 in a row. So it's not been an ideal season for them by any stretch of the imagination. But they can put up a spirited effort defensively, and Vinny's going to tell you why. Film study.
Yeah, watching the film, just overall, Jim Schwartz, he blitzes more than anybody in the league. So they're going to come. They're not going to change who they are for the Ravens. I think they're going to blitz. They're going to attack Lamar. They're going to play man coverage on the outside. And they got little linebackers and stuff. They do have two good defensive tackles. Dalvin Tomlinson, 94, and Shelby Harris, 93. They're two big slobber knockers, which are perfect for Falele. I mean, that'll be fine. I mean, they're just big guys. And then they let their linebackers run. They do a lot of run blitzing, a bunch of run blitzing. And they're going to play man coverage. Now, Denzel Ward, he's been a really good corner. And Martin Emerson, number 23, will be the other corner. And then Greg Newsome will be their third corner. So, I mean, they're three high picks. Two ones and a three. And their safeties... Grant Delbert and Juan Thornhill. Middle of the field, I think, is you can work the middle of the field. Now, on the outside, the Ravens, they had Cincinnati, I believe, tried to blitz them, play man coverage. This is going to be about the receivers getting open. And last time we had this situation, I think first half, wasn't it Zay had 9 catches? I think that's...
132 yards.
Yeah, so...
against Washington.
It's going to be interesting to see because one of my keys is going to be the receivers got to win. You got to win one-on-one. Tight ends, receivers, you got to win. And right now, Andrews is running good routes. So they got to get to Lamar, and the O-line's got to hold up, and they're going to work a lot. I'll guarantee you this week the Ravens are working a ton on blitz pickup. You know, all the stunting and twisting and stuff. Now, what they do have is Myles Garrett. You still got to double him. He's got 4 sacks. And Za'Darius Smith has 4 sacks. And Za'Darius causes problems when he gets put over the guard. Now, in this last game, they put him over the offensive left guard, which would be McCary. Now, I think for McCary, because Za'Darius got really good hands and quickness and stuff, so he creates mismatches against the guards. But I think McCary's a good enough athlete where I think he can kind of handle it. I could see them putting him over Falele because he struggles with those kind of guys. That's kind of what I see. Can they hold up against the run? With their blitzing and all that, what happens is if you hit it, you're going to get it because he's going to be gone. I mean, it's a gambling defense. It's a lot of gambling on defense, and we're going to get some lost yardage plays. They're going to get some lost yardage plays, but then Derek or Lamar, they got a chance to hit the home run. So, and I would probably see Lamar will be throwing some hot stuff, some quick screen stuff to get them out one-on-one and let them make plays because the Browns, they haven't tackled that well this year. They haven't done a lot of things because last year at home, their defense was dominant. Dominant. This year, they're ranked 13th. So they're okay. And against Cincinnati, I thought they played hard. I thought they played really hard in that game. I thought the corners for Chase and Higgins, thought they did a pretty good job. So it's going to be an interesting challenge, but it's going to be one where they're going to be on attack and the Ravens offense is going to be on attack. They're not going to play soft, defensive, sit back. No, they're going to be coming, pressing. Because, I mean, with their linebackers, Jock, who's their leading tackler, the kid out of Notre Dame.
Owusu Koramoah.
Yeah, he's a good player. And their next leading tacklers are safety, Delfitt, because he's up there blitzing all the time. And then Emerson's the leading tackler. Bush, they're like I said, they're little fast guys, and they're going to be coming. And that's what the Ravens are going to have to do. They're going to have a lot of little DBs on the field a lot of the time and blitzing. So it's going to be a challenge, another challenge for the Ravens. And it's one that, you know, when they're playing like that all the time, kind of start to wear out later in the game. And that's kind of plays into the Ravens' hands. But you got double Garrett. I mean, you got a double Garrett because I'm guessing that he's going to line up over Rosengarten most of the time. He may try Ronnie every now and then, but Ronnie hadn't given up a sack all season. So Rosengarten on the other side, he may probably be licking his chops, but that's where tight end will chip. Somebody's always going to be helping there. So, and this is going to be a big game for Justice Hill. Why? They're blitzing all the time. And Derrick Henry, you know, picking up the blitz is going to be big. And then Lamar's going to have his wheels, too, to you know, sure, run free. And the receivers, this could be like a 7-on-7 game where you got to – can you win? And I'll take the Ravens receivers right now winning in that area. So that's what the defense is. It's fast, and they've got some talent, but they haven't been playing consistently good. And a lot of the time is, Bob, big part of it is the offense is never on the field. So they're on the field all the time, so they wear down as the game goes along. And that's what the Ravens got to do. And I think if the Ravens can get up on them early, if they can score a couple early, then, you know, you're sitting 1-6. It's like, here we go again.
And you mentioned the stats. They're middle of the pack. They're not terrible, horrible, or great in any particular area right now. But they've only been thumped twice. First game against Dallas.
Yep.
And then the Commanders got them a couple weeks back down in D.C.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the offense in a little bit. But yeah, what kills them is, you know, they've been sacked 35 times, their offense. And they don't convert on third down. So, like we said, time of possession, the defense got to be like, come on. You know, I mean, the offense doesn't ever score points. And if the defense, if they always give up 21, we're hosed. So I think it's really tough to play defense and stay excited when you're sitting 1-6. That's why you got to do something early, like defensively. Like if they could get the Cleveland defense, if they could get a sack or turnover or something like that and get a lead, then you're kind of playing into Schwartz's hand.
Ravens injury report yesterday, no Rasheen Ali, no Zay Flowers dealing with an ankle. Marlon Humphrey did not practice with the knee. Travis Jones did not practice with the ankle. TJ Tampa dealing with an ankle. And Nate Wiggins with a shoulder. Broderick Washington, who missed last week, was limited, as was Keaton Mitchell. This is his three-week window, as we talked about yesterday. And Arthur Millett was called up to the active stuff as well. And Armour Davis was back.
I didn't realize he'd been on IR with a hammy.
Well, there we go. There's the Armour Davis experience. You forgot he was even hurt.
But I think this will be good to have Millett back, because you got a quarterback that is a statue back there. So I'm guessing that, and you're not afraid of their receivers. So I can see the Ravens putting pressure on this guy to get him to move too. So I could see Millett and Kyle Hamilton bringing the heat.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Will preview this Browns-Ravens festivities coming out with Cordell Woodland here, top of the hour. Ravens 8.5-point favorites at Cleveland, trying to make it 6 consecutive victories after starting the year with 2 losses. Whip around 11:15, busy night in sports on a Wednesday. We'll get caught up on all of that, and then we'll talk about the start of the NBA season with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw coming up around 11:45. Oh, we are chock full of fun in hour number 2.